Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The food that I have studied from Old Testament, New Testament, certainly is like very clear that it was this Mediterranean diet, that it was this lots of fish and lots of fruits and vegetables, and certainly in their seasons and in their peaks of flavors, I think that the word refers to it as. So I think that that's just a revelation in itself when you really look at what people ate then, not so much specific dishes, but certainly a style or a sense of cuisine, the freshness, the non-process, the coming right out of, you know, oceans and lakes and all of that. You know, that speaks volumes to me, you know.
Yeah, there's been a real interest, growing interest over the past few years in vegan diets, right? Or just organic, different things. I mean, what are you seeing as some trends maybe going on in the whole world of food preparation?
You know, the biggest trend for me that is the oldest trend, but it just keeps really reinventing themselves is just eat well. I mean, you know, and what I mean by eat well, I mean, eat real, eat fresh, you know, know where your stuff is coming from, buy it at its best, and cook it, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, you know, the first couple days that you have it. And, you know, just start with some basic foundation. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll speak and do keynotes for culinary schools and lots of, I do a lot of consulting and, you know, a lot of that kind of work. And, you know, everybody thinks it's this big mystery, trends and this and that. And it's like, you know, if you just take a step back and just get back to real food and cooking at home and, like I said, finding seasonal products and finding out where it's coming from and treating it with respect and eating it in a moderational fashion, even bacon for that matter, you know, I mean, God set it up. So it's all moderation. It's all real, fresh, seasonal, you know, organic stuff. You just stick to those principles and you've beaten half the battle at that point.
Do you kind of make an effort to eat in season, to cook in season? Is that important?
I do, because if you eat a tomato in January and you eat one in August, you'll know, you know, there's no question about what you're eating at that point. So I am very much sensitive to that. Even going to the great grocery stores that we have now and the availability is that, yes, they're flying in beautiful product from Venezuela or Mexico or California or things like that that are off season for Midwesterners. And, you know, I do take a look at that and I do respect that. But it's still about, you know, popping that blackberry in your mouth and see if it tastes like a blackberry.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.